Hey, it's the middle of the week, otherwise known as Wednesday. We're glad you decided to check in with us here at CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. We start off today in Texas, where those wildfires we told you about yesterday just keep on burning. More than 180 fires have scorched nearly 120,000 acres, and that's all happened in the past week. More than 700 homes have been destroyed just since Sunday. These fires have kept thousands of people away from their homes, including one girl who told us that despite the destruction, she's choosing not to let it get her down.
Everybody else is in the same situation. There's no self-pity. There can't be, because we're going to be better off than most. But the fact that half of our town is homeless, you can't really think of yourself right now.
The more than 2,000 firefighters battling the blazes are also fighting against winds that were caused by Tropical Storm Lee. Wind can shift the direction of the flames. That causes even more danger. And at the site of the largest fire near Austin, the wind slowed down Tuesday. That helped a little bit. But those who've been fighting the fires day after day are struggling with fatigue or weariness. And because of that, Texas officials are trying to bring in more firefighting help from around the country. Let's head to Japan now, where a storm known as Talas has caused severe flooding and landslides, like you see right here. Dozens of people have died as a result of this storm. It was a typhoon before it weakened and made landfall as a tropical storm. Talas moved through western Japan on Saturday, bringing record rainfall with it. Meantime, look at this incredible outer space view of Hurricane Katia over the Atlantic. As of yesterday evening, Katia had weakened slightly, but was still a Category 3 hurricane with winds as high as 115 miles per hour. The storm was heading north toward the island of Bermuda, where a tropical storm watch was in effect. It's expected to stay away from the United States, but forecasters are saying Katia will likely cause very strong surf and rip currents and swells as high as 12 feet along the East Coast.
Time for the shout-out. Who's in charge of the U.S. Postal Service? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it the Department of Commerce, Postmaster General, Secretary of State, or Postal Service Secretary? You've got 3 seconds. Go! It's the Postmaster General who heads up the USPS. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
The U.S. Postal Service is in trouble right now. Money trouble. Looks like it won't have the cash for a multi-billion dollar payment it's supposed to make soon to a retiree health fund. There was a congressional hearing yesterday on how to save the Postal Service. Lisa Sylvester tells us why things have gone downhill for the agency that brings us our mail and what kind of changes may be delivered as a result.
The U.S. Postal Service is projecting a $9 billion deficit for this fiscal year. The agency is asking Congress to take immediate action, beginning with lifting a mandate that requires the Postal Service to make billions in surplus payments to a retiree health fund. Without the legislative change, the Postal Service will go into default. We sat down with Postmaster General Patrick Donahue, who explained what this will mean.
On September 30th, if we do not have relief from that fund, we will not be able to make a payment of $5.5 billion to the federal government. We will pay our employees and we will pay our suppliers because we're going to continue to deliver mail.
But for how long? The reality is email and electronic bill payments have taken a heavy toll on the Postal Service. To close its budget gap, the Postmaster General also is seeking congressional permission to end Saturday delivery, to close 3,700 postal locations, to let go of 120,000 employees, and restructure workers' health benefits. There is strong pushback from the Postal Workers Union, whose contract includes a no-layoff clause and ensures generous health care benefits. The American Postal Workers Union calls the cost-cutting proposals a reckless assault on the Postal Service and postal employees. Senator Tom Carper, chairman of the subcommittee overseeing the Postal Service, says something has to be done.
If we do nothing, the Postal Service could literally close, or up, bouncing up against their $15 billion line of credit limit. And if we do nothing, then then they'll, I think, run out of money.
If Congress changed the 2006 law that requires the Postal Service to fully pre-fund the retirees' health fund, that would take off some of the immediate financial pressure. The Postmaster General says his agency is the only government entity required to fund retiree health benefits 75 years out.